The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. And it's going to be open phones for almost the entire hour on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Great time to either talk about maybe a pearl of positivity, maybe something that's in your shoe or your sandal or your Birkenstock, if you got that, you know, and bugging you. And we can talk about that. And the number 770-563-3770-KMED. We'll just kind of take all comers, all right? All I ask is that, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get into the geoengineering thing, okay? Just, you know, that's just, I don't, people were saying, Bill, you sounded like you were really angry last week. No, I wasn't angry. I'm just upset. There are a lot of other talk shows that tend to do the geoengineering stuff, and it's their wheelhouse. I'm just not one of them, all right? That's the all I would say. But other than that, have at it. Judy's here. Hey, Judy, got the July 4th festivities going on in Joe County. What's the story, huh? How you doing?
Well, you know, after Hermit and the Gloom and Doom, I'm glad we have a little thing upbeat, if we can still have it even the next year, the Declaration of Independence.
Well, you know, the one thing about Hermit is that economically he's probably right. You know,
He is. God bless him. He is.
Unfortunately, you know, they're... You know, when you have the end of a super credit bubble of decades of this, who knows that the correction could be interesting times, you know, that sort of thing. I'll just kind of leave it at that.
I know we're going to be doing, this is going to be the 7th annual reading of the Declaration of Independence in front of the courthouse. And Bill, we do thank you for the years that you were the MC. We've got Richard Emmons doing it again this year.
Great guy.
And
great guy.
It's normally about a 45-minute program with some patriotic music, prayer, little kids ending with God Bless America, a little six-year-old. So
now, it's going to be about 105 that day. You're going to have your tents out,
yeah,
right?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because... Tell your audience that we have awnings. We have awnings for the readers, and Noel Robinson's going to be one of our readers, so I'm excited about him being one of our readers this year. But we'll have enough awnings, and then there's the shade trees for the families and their kids to sit under the trees. But we've got plenty of awnings that we'll be putting up on Thursday morning. And then, God bless her, Holly Martin's going to take over all the food. She's taken over all the responsibility, the hot dogs and the awnings across the street and feeding the people and the whole ball wax. So thanks.
And so what, 11 o'clock, right?
It's going to be at 11 o'clock, yes.
All right.
Come a little early and get your seat. And it should be, it's always the why. I always like to let people know you can have your barbecues in the evening, and that's great, and the fireworks. But let's make sure we understand why the 4th, why our founding fathers gathered by the courthouses, you know, back in the 1700s in order to thank, you know, be thankful for this independence that we have.
Will do. Great hearing from you, okay? Take care,
Judy. Thanks so much, Bill.
Bye. All right. Always good hearing from you. 770-563-3770-KMED. Like I said, we have an open line now, but people are lining up. We'd love to talk with you about anything on your mind. It'll be coming up after the Kim Komando digital update, all right? So we're going to be doing that. Also, opportunity to win a $100 fireworks certificate from Discount Fireworks. Hang on. We're going to talk with the people involved with it and give you the whole story of Discount Fireworks, too, a little bit later, okay? Now, Herman and I, of course, we're talking about some serious economic issues. And some of the issues of borrowing money kind of baked in the cake right now. And that's why, in spite of the fact that everybody else may be going crazy around you and just saying, that's okay, we can just continue to generate money and nothing will ever go wrong. And we can just keep doing this, even though history says you can't. That just in case money that you may have that you want to make sure and preserve some wealth, talk to Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Great people. Been one of my longest term sponsors for a good reason. Great service. They know these markets and they've stayed open to the public no matter what. They never bent the knee for the governor's orders and all the rest of it. They're just doing their thing, and people really appreciate their way of doing business. Buying, selling, trade, whatever it is. If you're looking to buy silver, gold, and platinum and diamonds, if you're looking to maybe sell or liquidate what you do have and free up some cash, they're there to help you. But remember, gold and silver, especially gold, long, long-term history, thousands of years of preserving wealth. It's very boring. It sits in your safe, and it doesn't generate any income or dividends. It's there to preserve wealth. And maybe we're going into that kind of a cycle where preserving wealth is going to be the real key. It's not about whether you're going to be gaining on the stock markets, but if you can actually preserve your capital, right? That's what Jay Austin is all about. JayAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, also their website, and FortuneReserve.com. Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. They're recognized experts.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hey, it's Bryce. KMED invites you to Discount Fireworks Superstore's Big Block Party Tuesday night. Enter to win a 60-second shopping spree, and there's free fireworks for the kids from 7 to 9. The block party is happening at a Discount Fireworks Superstore near you in South Medford, West Medford, Ashland, Phoenix, Central Point, White City, Grants Pass, and Cave Junction. Don't miss it. Enter to win a 60-second shopping spree and free fireworks for the kids from 7 to 9. It's Discount Fireworks Superstore's Big Block Party Tuesday night.
Today, another episode of Scam Week. Real scams hurting real people who have lost real money. Everything you hear is real, and it could happen to you. I'm Kim Komando for T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. This is from a Kim Komando Show listener. Our small company was scammed with a phony invoice. We didn't know it at the time, but our company's email addresses were hacked and used by online thieves. The scammers sent us an email that appeared to be from a vendor we do business with. We didn't notice that the sender's email address was altered by just one character, making it the scammer's email. They asked us to wire the money owed to a specific bank account, the scammer's account. We did. The money's gone. What now? The phony invoice scam happens every day. Contact the FBI and be sure to closely inspect every bill sent by email. You want to be sure account numbers match up and always call to verify. Join 500,000 folks who get my free newsletter at GetKim.com. Hey friends, Kim here. You know, it seems the older you get, the savvier you become at saving money. I really hate to overspend on things, especially the necessities. But thanks to T-Mobile, I don't have to worry about overpaying for wireless service, so I've got more time and money to spend on other things. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a month per line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, Scam Shield Premium is included, which means fewer scam calls and more tools to help you optimize and organize your mobile life. Experience all this and more with T-Mobile, America's largest 5G network. Don't miss out. Get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for $30 a month per line at T-Mobile. Visit T-Mobile.com or your local store to make the switch and save.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 25% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details. Capable device required for Scam Shield. Printing on Scam Block, my block calls you off. Is it?
106.3 KMED. And this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Just want a little happy music. You know, you have a polka. How sad can you be? 21 minutes after 8, the world could be going to hell around you. But, you know, you have a beer, maybe a kielbasa, maybe some kishka. Yeah, that kind of thing. That's the way it was when I was growing up in Pennsylvania. And so my other Slovenian from another mother, that would be Brad. How you doing this morning, Brad? Welcome back.
Hey, I love you, brother. I'll tell you, there's nothing better to you than wearing polka dot underwear.
Yikes. You know, I do have polka dot sheets at home, so that's where we do the polka. So anyway, how you doing today? What's on your mind, huh?
The reason I called, I'm an ardent listener. And, you know, I really didn't plan on calling in a time where you had a contest and I won.
Uh-huh.
And I got the gift in the mail. And lo and behold, I was blown away. I got a one-way ticket to Tijuana.
A one-way ticket to Tijuana?
Did you plan on sending me that?
What's that up?
Yeah. Then you gave me a one-way ticket to a bus line, on Albanian bus line to Tijuana. And it has a coupon where I can pick up a case of Oregon ballots.
Oh, it's funny, but not. All right. You know, the thing is, though, you know, for years, though, haven't we been called conspiracy theorists for engaging that in the fact that a vote by mail system is inherently insecure and not good? And yet we invited this. We brought this in all under the guise of convenience. Isn't that something?
You know, wasn't Oregon the first state in the nation that did this mail-in vote thing?
Well, when it comes to stupidity, Oregon usually is, you know, f- first and foremost, number one on a lot of these things, you know, doing it first. Uh-huh. And then the other stupid states then go, hey, we should be just as stupid. Duh. Something tells me that when I first moved to Southern Oregon, 91 is when I moved down here from the Seattle area back at the time here, Brad. And I remember, you know, you'd go and you'd vote. And I think at that point we had the little push pins and you'd punch the little chads out, you know, and you had the nice, wonderful women in the parties here, the League of Women Voters or the Republican parties and the Democratic parties. You'd have the older folks that were there with the big book, and you'd show your ID and you'd go there. And that seemed to work pretty well. It really did. And why did we decide to give that up? How is that sold to us? I forget because I didn't vote for it. I didn't vote for that.
It's funny you mention that because towards the end of that episode where that's how we voted, I did happen to notice that the people that were volunteering, you know, taking all the information, this little old lady that helped me was packing. Well, that's an interesting observation. I wonder what that's about. And next year we go to the mail-in ballot.
What could go wrong, right?
Yeah, but you know,
and you can't help but notice that the last Republican governor was prior to that change.
You know, you're right. But to keep it positive, isn't it interesting? Regardless where this goes, we get a debate, and we really get to see the real Joe Biden. I mean, it's unavoidable what a schmuck he is.
But they're gathering, or what should I say, circling the wagons around him right now. And last week was actually a soft coup. That was the attempt at a soft coup. I was kind of wondering, boy, why are they doing this debate so early, right?
Absolutely.
And the only thing that made sense was that it was going to be a test for President Biden. Well, he failed it. And then everybody from the left comes out and says, oh, we're going to, you know, you got to quit. Well, he's not going to quit. And Joe, of course, is, along with Jill, not going to quit. And it looks like they're going to start circling the wagons, going back the other way and say, okay, well, we're going to ride this horse until he drops one way or the other. So there we go. God bless America and our democracy. Okay? Just know that. Thank you, Brad. Let me go to Brad Bennington. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind?
Man, Brett, back-to-back Brads this morning. Holy mackerel.
That's right.
That's insane, Bill. Wow.
It happens.
So you know what? You and Herman kind of lit a fire under me this morning when you're talking about all this crazy stuff going on. And a lot of it has its roots in the legislature and whatnot, and it does. And especially on all this homeless stuff. The cost of homelessness, we're really only scratching the surface because we're not really getting in my opinion, in my view, we're really not getting in to some of the more expensive aspects of unregulated homelessness. And I was reading something that Attorney General candidate Will Lathrop posted about the fact that there here in the state of Oregon, there's kind of one particular party that's kind of been really pushing this whole deal. And one of the guys that was really pushing this right to camp law that's making it, even with the Supreme Court decision that just got handed out, it's House Bill 3115, which was passed in 2021, and it's the Oregon right to camp. And do you know one of the legislators that was really pushing this right to camp thing? Well, it was Dan Rayfield. Dan Rayfield is a Democrat candidate for Attorney General right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he says we need to have an unrestricted right for homeless people basically to camp anywhere they want on public property.
And I agree. There should be an unrestricted right to camp. But I think that what it should be doing is that you should be able to camp in the backyard of the state legislators who propose such laws. Okay. Absolutely right. But have you noticed that they never offer up their own property in their own public square for that? Isn't that interesting? Interesting.
Well, it's insane. You know, I was a Boy Scout, back in the day, and, you know, and camping is camping. Camping isn't, you know, pushing a stolen shopping cart with a bunch of crap in it, you know, into a public space and laying out a, you know, whatever, and living there.
Speaking of which, have you noticed that whether the police in our counties and cities are actually enforcing those shopping cart ordinances? Are they cracking down on them now? Because I still see them out being pushed around.
They don't have enough staff to do it, and they never will, because it's just. But this cost that I'm talking about. You know, this really started to hit right after the Alameda fire, which we now, and you've mentioned it, which we now know was caused by arson. And after this Alameda fire, September 8, 2020, Medford literally became flooded with so many of these homeless people, causing a tremendous amount of expense just taking care of them. Talking to a city council member, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 million a year is what Medford's been spending since 2020 just to address this. But for instance, and this is big, do you remember the old Bill Turpining fuel station?
Yeah, the one that was set on fire by a homeless guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, out there by the old Wendy's, which is gone now. Yeah.
Yes. That fire, by the time it destroyed all the buildings and all the cleanup and everything, and by the way, it's only just been in the last few months that they've gotten that site to a place where they can do anything with it. I am sure that costs tens of millions of dollars by the time they address all the environmental damage and everything else that was involved. That is a direct impact of a failure of homeless policy.
Let me ask you a question regarding homeless policy here, and I don't know if I can explore much more with you this morning on it, Brad, but it's a serious question. As much as I would despise having to increase my property taxes for a new jail, so much of the crime, the fires, the disorder are the drug addicted, alcoholic, derelict behavior coming from many of the people in the homeless community. And there's not much of a place to put them. Putting them in shelters is not necessarily going to help. As much as I hate the possibility of increasing property taxes to build a new jail, I know the sheriff's going to be asking, are we at the point where we have no choice? It's like your choice is just to have either more derelict and drug addicted behavior, or you're going to have to increase your criminal justice system. I don't know. What are the choices right now? Because you can't run them out of town at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the short answer is that we're already witnessing with our own eyes, you know, the fact that our law enforcement, they don't have enough resources to deal with this problem without a larger jail, right? I mean, you've heard...
Yeah, because it's just catch and release. It's catch and release. That's all it is.
Yeah, because they have to follow the law. But there's a bigger problem to that, Bill, which you're aware of. If you remember an eyewitness report that you got back right after the Alameda fire, an eyewitness person down in Hawthorne Park saw out-of-town activists hiring homeless people, paying them with cash and drugs and alcohol to commit illegal acts. And that one homeless guy that set on fire, he was paid to do that by one of these out-of-area activists. So. Here we have the legitimate homeless people that are
lumped in with the Antifa throat punching arsonists.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they are being manipulated. We have eyewitness reports of these poor, unfortunate people being manipulated with cash, drugs, and alcohol to commit these illegal acts, which does what? Which just exacerbates the cost. Over in Baker County, they just lost in May. They just lost a 108-year-old historic structure that was under renovation.
Yeah,
same thing.
I get
Completely
that, but the question I had for you though fire. Is, do we have to just to defend ourselves, get another jail? As much as I would like to not need it.
So, I understand your question, and I would my answer to your question is. If you cannot, for economic reasons, build a bigger jail, you need to come up with another answer. You know, even if that means exporting these people to another area where they do have the means to incarcerate them, because you can't just, you know, the catch and release thing is just not working. You've made that really clear, and I think anybody that's watching this would agree with you.
About 90% of the crime and disorder here in Southern Oregon is caused by about 10% of the criminals. That's just the bottom line.
Or less.
Yeah. I appreciate the call there. Brad, thanks for that. If you're on hold, I will get right with you. This is the Bill Myers Show, 770-5633. We do have one open line. That's about it.
Does your property have adequate, defensible space for fire season? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. Fire officials are again urging property owners to maintain a buffer clear of brush, low-hanging branches, and other flammable material. At Quality Tree Service, we can visit your property and recommend trimming, brush clearing, and tree removal if necessary to help provide fire protection for your home and outbuildings. Call me today for a thorough inspection and no obligation quote. Visit QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Service is the difference with Sweetwater Sanitation, your experts for sanitation services and portable restrooms. From pumping septic tanks, grease traps, even holding tanks, Sweetwater Sanitation brings 20 years and two generations of experience. And as a DEQ-certified maintenance provider, Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, and repair your septic tank, which should be pumped every 3 to 5 years. Call 541-821-1426 and visit swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, where service is the difference.
Well, you know, it's Orly Stove and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why. You ought to stop and see our friend.
Hey, Lamont here. It's time to spring into summer with a new splash-around pool from Orly's. Don't get caught high and dry this summer. Come into Orly's now and purchase your new pool before they are all gone. Splash-around pools are easy to assemble on most any level surface, and they can be assembled in about an hour with no tools required. Whether it's a spa, swim spa, or above-ground pool, Orly's Stoves and Spas has something for everyone. Come in to ask us about our Orly's easy financing programs. And for those of you considering a wood or pellet stove for next season, come in to ask us about our current 30% tax credit on qualifying wood stoves, pellet stoves, and installation. Orly's Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway. Or find us online at Orly's.com or at 541-779-5340.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET.
Taking them in order here. We'll take two, three more, maybe four calls before news here. And we have Minor Dave. Hello, Dave. How you doing? And you were talking about that Chevron Supreme Court decision. Not helping you much,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, because the Supreme Court made a deal. I can't relitigate my case, but I was convicted of misdemeanor criminal charges under not having a plan of operations that was vague and all of that. I should have had it.
Well, yeah. In other words, you were a victim of the Chevron deference, that case. There was right. Like 18,000 cases like yours
well,
out there.
I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. But now, the deal here is there I did my 30 days in jail. That's all done. They've been taking the fine money out of my Social Security check. And then they're going to take out the restitution. But,
you know, I thought Social Security wasn't attachable. How did that happen?
No, it's attachable. They're taking it.
It is. Oh,
they're
okay.
Taking like 90 something bucks a month from me and only crediting like 50.
How much did they fine you? Just curious.
I was fined $840 and $2,000 in restitution. But what I could do is because the statute of limitations is up on collecting it, but. You know, they're still collecting it. And so I was told that I could write a forgiveness letter and point out that the statute of limitations and Chevron's been overturned, and maybe Judge Clark could...
Yeah, would Judge Clark reconsider foregoing your fine or discharging that, right?
The restitution, I've already paid the fine.
Okay.
The fines have been paid. It's just getting out of the rest of the restitution. But I need somebody that can write in a legal form that would explain the hardship on me, so I could get you know that $100 a month back in income that makes it really difficult on me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will pose this to the Southern Oregon jury. My email is bill@billmyershow.com. Is there anyone who could help Dave write a letter to try to persuade a judge not to overturn the conviction, right? We can't do that. But perhaps to, you know, throw yourself on the mercy.
Your forgiveness.
What's that? Yeah, just forgiveness. Okay. Dave, I'll see if we can find someone. The email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. You know a legal eagle that might be willing to help Dave out, okay? Dave, thanks for the call. Sorry about your issue there. Gino's here. Hey, Gino, go ahead.
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
Boy, my brain is all over the map because of what you've been talking about.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention a couple of things. First one, those people so-called seeking asylum are seeking asylum from the failed socialist experiments of Central America.
And they're bringing a failed socialist experiment with them, too, at the same
time.
Exactly.
So I'd like to refer to a book by Star Parker called Uncle Sam's Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
I've given several presentations with her. If you want to know how to talk about the welfare system and the evils of it, this is a great book. Once again, Star Parker's Uncle Sam's Plantation, How Big Government Enslaves America's Poor and What We Can Do About It. Good one.
All right. Thank you for the suggestion. And by the way, that is a good book. 838, let me go to line two, which I think is Road Walker. Hello, Road Walker.
Hi, Bill. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
I just wanted to let people in America know that, you know, we kind of follow the way of the movies and the TV. So remember back in the day when we first saw that phone, the flip phone, where we could look at somebody that's 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, the communicator on Star Trek, right?
The communicator on Star Trek.
Yeah. So
Thursday night, we got to see, which they don't show the kids much anymore, was the Land of Oz. And that's where we're living, Bill.
That was Oz at the controls malfunctioning.
Right? No, it was Oz. It was Joe Biden standing next to Jill, and she's controlling Oz and telling everyone in the country, "This is the greatest country in the world."
You know something, Road Walker? I got to hand it to you. I'm giving you a real American salute on that one. I love it. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Road Walker. Hi. This is Kevin in Rogue River. We just hung up on Road Walker. Who's this? Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, this is Kevin. Yeah, no, my only question was trying to find out if we do pay for a new jail, how many new people are going to be able to be housed in it. It's not real easy information, you know, just me doing a search this morning to find.
I'll tell you what I'll do. And I know that I've had Sheriff Nate Sickler on, and this is something that they're going to survey all the people again and survey and ask if they'd be willing, because they don't just want to keep throwing something up there just to have it kicked out, all right? But I'll try to find out what the proposal is. We'll have them on, okay? Can we do that?
And then are we just going to be burdened with the old jail sitting there? Now it's a taxpayer expense just sitting there because it's really good for nothing else. You know, instead of being used to also keep some of these people that go in and out so quick, keep them in jail.
Gosh, what could you do with that old jail building, I wonder? Yeah.
Put the nonviolent criminals in there. Keep them in there. The ones that want to go in and out, steal and all that kind of stuff that aren't considered necessarily a threat. Why not put them in there?
Yeah. Maybe what we could do. I got it. You take the old Jackson County jail and you hand it over to the stabbing wagon. And so you want to come in and get your free needles and all your goodies there? You have got to go into the jail. How about that? Maybe just a little bit of aversion therapy. What do you think?
And then make Stabbing Wagon clean it up, too.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that. Appreciate your call. We'll get Nate's Sheriff Sickler on to talk about that, I'm sure. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Holly Morton, Josephine County.
Hey, Holly.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you know, I have a comment, and that is I keep hearing from people, what are they going to do about this? What is the state going to do about that? And my suggestion is we need to start replacing that with what are we going to do about it and get the citizens to weigh in. Because that's the big problem we have is political will of citizens. How much are they willing to step out and say, this is what we would like?
In other words, they just vote and then shut up.
Well, they don't even vote. And then they run their mouth. But I think what we need to do is actually get people involved. As an example, on the 10th at 6 o'clock, City Council of Grants Pass is going to be meeting. It was a special meeting. They canceled on the 3rd, probably trying to regroup after this.
After the defeat. It wasn't a defeat. It was actually Grants Pass winning, but there is big political push from a certain political party in the city of Grants Pass to not really want to deal with the homeless in a smart way. Okay?
Well, And I think what we need to do, the citizens of Grants Pass need to say, this is what we would like you to do, because the council, our city council, represents the will of the citizens, not, you know, not vice versa. And so what we need to do, and mayor council, let's see, what is their email address? Mayorcouncil@grantspass.com, something like that. Mm-hmm. Easy to look up. Contact them and say, this is what we would like you to do. A, get those folks out of the park so that citizens can use the park.
Like, get them out of the park yesterday. Done.
Right.
Okay.
Get them off of the river and then create a location. The city owns a lot, and so does the county, owns a lot of land in our county. This is the designated spot for you. You can sleep here. You can do whatever you want to do here, but not in the parks, and certainly not on the river. People are afraid to even launch their boats or do anything because you've got these encampments down mm-hmm. around the river, and with a lot of very unsavory characters. You don't want them around your kids. You don't want them around your anyone.
All right. Point well taken, and a great reason to be there a week from tomorrow. Okay. Holly, thanks for the call. Makes sense. And that means getting involved with your local thing. It's not enough that the courts come out and say, hey, you can do it. You're going to be fighting state law, too. So Grants Pass is going to have to do some balancing and tap dancing, but the people need to weigh in. Appreciate the call. 844.
Hey, it's Bryce. KMED invites you to Discount Fireworks Superstore's Big Block Party Tuesday night. Enter to win a 60-second shopping spree, and there's free fireworks for the kids from 7 to 9. The Block Party is happening at a Discount Fireworks Superstore near you in South Medford, West Medford, Ashland, Phoenix, Central Point, White City, Grants Pass, and Cave Junction. Don't miss it. Enter to win a 60-second shopping spree and free fireworks for the kids from 7 to 9. It's Discount Fireworks Superstore's Big Block Party Tuesday night.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The hottest weather of the year is arriving in Oregon on the 4th of July. The National Weather Service says there's a heat risk for the state Thursday through Sunday. In southern Oregon, an excessive heat watch takes effect Thursday for possible temperatures up to 110 degrees. Central Oregon also expects to see triple-digit highs this weekend. With hot weather in the forecast across Oregon, the state fire marshal is worried fireworks will spark fires. Many cities and counties have tighter restrictions than state law. Oregon law prohibits fireworks that fly in the air, move more than 12 feet on the ground, or explode. Jacksonville made HGTV's list of the 50 most charming small towns in America. It's the gateway to the Applegate Valley Wine Trail and hosts the annual Brit Music and Arts Festival, which is considered to be one of the Northwest's premier outdoor summer performing arts events. Jacksonville has also been called one of America's 10 coolest small towns. Bill London, KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rhonda talks about her experience with Clouser Drilling.
Kevin came right out. The thing that really stood out to me, we could see the years of experience in the quality of their work. And that just showed us what great communication that they have. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend Clouser Well Drilling. They were great to work with.
Clouser Drilling has the experience and the equipment to handle the most challenging conditions. Visit ClouserDrilling.com. That's ClouserDrilling.com.
It's heating up outside. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. And now is the time to check your air conditioning and cabin air filters. A clogged filter can affect the performance of your air conditioning, and you want your family breathing the freshest air possible. As summer goes on, suppliers start charging more for Freon, so now is a great time to get in. Call us for an appointment today. You can find us online at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Coming up on the next Hughes Lumber. When 2x4s get together, only one thing can happen. Walls get built. check out the studs, followed by contractors and do-it-yourselfers, featuring lumber, hardware, and siding, starring decks, additions, and ADUs. It's the return of home enhancements. But watch out for that knotty pine. Get the best build for your buck values at Hughes Lumber, your top show for quality, price, selection, service. So don't miss Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway next to Garrison's.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Open for business, and we're talking with the people from Discount Fireworks Superstore. This is their week. This is their big show. And I wanted to tell you a little bit more about this because I never knew the story behind Discount Fireworks Superstore, which, of course, is one of the most patriotic, businesses here in Southwest Oregon. But Pastor Ed Forsyth joins me in studio. How are you doing, Pastor? Great to have you on.
I'm doing great, and I'm honored to be here today.
Well, it's an honor having you here. I never knew that it was founded by you. I never really knew the backstory. Could you break down a little bit about how it came to be Discount Fireworks Superstore?
Well, Discount Fireworks Superstore back in the 80s. Actually, I was a youth pastor here in town at Lighthouse Pentecost Church of God, and what happened is we just started selling fireworks, and we ended up being the first tent ever put up to sell fireworks in Medford, and this town went crazy. I couldn't believe so many customers that came in that year to walk in and experience that tent experience buying fireworks with their family. And so throughout the years, what it's been for raising up money to send kids to summer camp and a lot of other church-related, like even missions and things like that. And one of the things that we still do with the fireworks money today, we got an 18-girl orphanage that we established in India. And we take care of those 18 girls. We helped buy property, and we're involved in building a building. And so what I'm trying to say is when you come to Discount Fireworks Superstore, you are funding stuff just like the 18-girl orphanage, and there's a lot of other things because there's several churches involved. And today we have got churches involved, nonprofits involved in five different states, and DFS has 50 locations in five different states, and there's going to be hundreds, literally
hundreds of kids. So it's not just Oregon.
It's not just Oregon. It started off with me just having the first tent, and all of my pastor friends, they wanted to do fireworks in Oregon, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. And so now we're in five different states, and so there's churches all over. And so literally thousands of kids will get to go to summer camp because people purchasing fireworks on the 4th of July. It's awesome.
You know, I never realized, though, that was the backstory. This is, and it's interesting when you can learn something every day, you know, that you didn't know before. And I'm looking at the notes because I knew you were coming in to talk about this a little bit. I'm going, really? I had no idea. And maybe I just wasn't paying attention, you know, all that much. Do you make it pretty clear even when you go inside DFS?
Well, yeah, as far as going inside DFS, there's a lot of people know about us, and so they've supported us through the years, and so we're excited about that. I think one of the biggest things is we really do save money for the families, and we're 40 to 70% cheaper than our competitors.
And if I understand correctly, if your competitors do come up with a better price, you'll match that or beat it, right?
Isn't we'll beat it by 10%. We're not going to be undersold.
Okay.
We really are. When we say Discount Fireworks Superstore, number one, we are discounted, going to be the cheapest prices. But secondly, we're going to be a superstore, so that means we've got more items than any of our competitors. We've got about 140 different items, and if you walk in some of these tents, it's got the wow effect. You're just going, I've never seen so much fireworks in all my life.
Well, it's like a kid's candy store for sure. Now, what is there anything new under the sun when it comes to, you know, the type of and of course, these are all the safe and sane fireworks, right? You know, nobody's going to do the EMAs and stuff like that, right? You just want to be
No, those are illegal in the state of Oregon, so we do not sell aerials.
Yeah, and that's just and frankly, when you look at the status of some of the grass in the hills and things like that, probably a good idea too when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that you stay safe when it comes to fireworks. It's just common sense. And so you want to make sure you're not doing it in a grass area. You want to make sure you're doing it in a place that there's not grass. If it's green grass, it's okay, but you have got to make sure that I would get a hose out. I'd make sure that you would protect yourself that way.
Yeah, bucket of water probably too.
A bucket of water.
Yep.
And so, but traditionally, here in the state of Oregon, all forms of fireworks, and mostly it's aerials that causes this, but the state fire marshal will tell you that it causes less than 0.5% fires out of all fires in the
really?
State of Oregon.
Okay.
Well, it's very rare for consumer fireworks to start a fire, and they do not distinguish between aerials and safe and sane fireworks.
So people bring the illegal stuff in sometimes, and they cause problems.
They cause the problems. Yeah. But even with the illegals, it's still less than 0.5%. So cigarettes cause more fires in the state of Oregon than fireworks do. And there is probably, I would say, over a million pieces of fireworks shot off on the 4th of July. And you'll talk to the local fire marshals, and they'll say there's not one fire. Okay. It's safe.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. What kind of deals you got going on there? Because you got about 6 locations here in Southwest Oregon.
Yeah, we've got 6 locations. Right now, we've got like 25 buy one, get one frees.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and many of those items are 50% cheaper than our competitors. And so we'd like you to come on in, check out our prices. I promise you that you're going to get twice as much fireworks for the same price you would spend at anywhere else.
Twice the bang for the buck, right?
Twice the bang for the buck.
Well, that's pretty good. And you're taking care, of course, youth programs like you were talking about, and a wonderful charitable side of this that I think a lot of people didn't realize. So you even feel better about getting the bang for the buck, right? And you're saving money.
Well, you're investing still in your community.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and you're helping do a lot to be able to help people. And I think one of the things about, we want to celebrate the 4th. And the reason why we want to celebrate the 4th is because that's another way that we honor our military. And I know with you being news talk and a lot of things, there's a lot of things that's happening in our country.
Oh, yeah.
We have a hard time respecting. Sometimes it's a little bit discouraging. But the one thing that we do all respect, we all respect our military and everyone that's fought for our country and the sacrifices they made. And so when we celebrate the birth of our country, we're honoring them. And America has accomplished a lot of great things to help a lot of other nations throughout our existence. There's been a lot of good that's come out of America. And the reason why it is, it's because of our military. So we want to celebrate. So we've even got different product that honors our military, honors our first responders. We're very patriotic. It's all about respect and so and honor. And so you can come out and just read some of the names. You're going to find that out. We're different than our competitors.
All right. Very good. Is there anything new in the fireworks world under the sun that maybe a new product that came out? I don't know if it's the great old favorites, the traditionals, or anything that strikes you off the top of your head.
Well, I think that we've got more Finale fountains. It's called 500 gram fountains.
Uh-huh.
Than any of our competitors. You'll just find tables filled full of them. So they have the powder max load that you can have for fireworks.
Yeah.
And one of those I just want to tell you about is something called the White House. There's more.
Oh, yeah? Okay, the White House, given the performance last week, does it not work?
Well, no, this White House here, this White House works, let me tell you. There's more chaos in our White House than there is in the White House.
The White House. Okay, Ed. Oh, that's pretty wild. It really is. So that's what you want to look for, right? Discount Fireworks Superstore. You want to look for the White House. A Finale?
Yeah, it's a 500-gram Finale, I promise you. What you need to do is you need to get a ladder out, light it on a ladder. And you know what? Sometimes I tell people to, if you're really going to have a celebration for your family, put some music to it. And, you know, and light it off, all your fireworks off of a ladder. It'll go up there high. It'll go wide. And a lot of people that love aerials, they'll come and buy the White House. And they say, no, we've got to have this one.
Got to have the White House. All right, very good. So look for that at Discount Fireworks Superstore. And, of course, everything that you talked about, big discounts. You'll beat any competitor by at least 10%. And, of course, you're helping helping the youth and all that. This is like a fundraiser. It's a fundraiser mission, too, along with being a heck of a lot of fun, really, when it comes right down to it, Ed. And is the block party tonight, or was that last night? Or
no, it's going to – the block parties are tonight. From 7 to 9.
Okay.
About 9:15, every one of the Discount Fireworks Superstore is going to be having what we call a 60-second shopping spree. Somebody's going to win a 60-second shopping spree to run in the tent and start filling up their arms filled full of the fireworks. Man, I have never realized a grandma could be so fast in all of my life.
All right. So that's tonight. Ed, yeah. It's great talking to you. You can get a chance to meet you here on Open for Business. Pastor Ed Forsythe, who is the founder, of course, of Discount Fireworks Superstore. Thanks for telling us a little bit of the story behind this, all right? And we also appreciate the fact that you have given us a $100 fireworks certificate to give away. Now, I would imagine that a $100 fireworks certificate goes a lot farther at DFS than it would anywhere else, like you just mentioned.
Oh, yeah,
right?
You get 50% more.
Yeah, so you get a lot of bang for your bucks. And we're going to give this away right now. And by the way, thank you for joining us on Open for Business. We're going to give this to caller 12 at 770-5633, 770-KMED, $100 fireworks certificate. And we appreciate you. Thanks for sharing the story and being on Open for Business. Okay?
You thank
take
you.
Care. It is 859 at KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3, and Saturday from 8 to 3, at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Hi, I'm Randall from Advanced Air, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
It's a couple minutes after 9, and I have yet to have chosen caller 12. And so the lines are all filled. Everybody wants that $100 fireworks gift certificate from Discount Fireworks Superstore, where you can save up to 70%. So let us see who we have. Let's go with this one. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Oh, it might help if I push that line. There we go. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Jarrett.
Jarrett, where you live?
I live in Ashland.
You want a lot of boom?
Yeah.
You got it. $100 fireworks gift certificate for Discount Fireworks Superstore. Now, does the city of Ashland cause you any problems? Do they allow that or what? You know,
they certainly do not.
Okay, well, of course, if it's fun, it can't be happening in Ashland. But you can go somewhere else and do that safely, correct?
Yeah, it's a rainbow-colored fireworks explosion.
Ah, got it. All right. Jarrett, we're going to get you set up. Hang on, and I'll get your full name and just come on down. Now, by the way, Jarrett ended up being the big winner this time, but you know, I have one more certificate, and we're going to give that away tomorrow morning, probably between 8 and 9 again, all right? So you make sure and listen. The email, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. Thank you so much for your listenership as we wrap up a short week here. Wheels Up Wednesday tomorrow. Eric Peters will be talking with Secretary of State candidate Dennis Linthicum and a whole bunch more great talk tomorrow, Wednesday.